God bless you all, and I just wanted to come together and just sort of like off the cuff or connect with you spiritually about some things that are going on in our society, primarily with the coronavirus and all the things that the people are putting in place that has authority over us. And I just kind of wanted to remind you in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, and also in Romans chapter 13, verses 1 and 2, God said that he has given these folks authority over us. And it's an authority given to them by God to help us work through things, to do things. And I know I don't particularly like some of the things that they're putting into place, and you probably don't either. But we just hope and pray that it is for our good and to keep us safe, and that we can come out of this stronger. And that's what my prayer is. But you know, we all, and I do too, we all struggle with fear, because fear is a thing that we have to get over. It's like getting over the hump and getting over it. You know, there's a lot of addictions in the world, and people have to deal with that, drug addiction, alcoholism, and all that kind of stuff. And they have a lot of fears too. But fear is worry and anxiety. And to think about anything else sometimes is really, really hard. And for that reason, Jesus spent a great deal of time telling us, don't be afraid, telling us directly, acting it out in God's grace by feeding people when they were hungry, and rescue those who are on the sea. And God will be there for all of us. So I like that little thing, fear not, for the Lord is with us, fear not. It's a Christian primer, and I know that, but it's something that we have to hang on to. I personally, an inward or fashion for faith, that's what I like to do. But fear is fear. And I also worry and have anxiety about the machinery of life. But I know this, faith is the oil that'll keep that machine working good as ever. God made us that way. To live by worry is to live against reality. So I just wanted to give you a little word of encouragement to do that, and to pray a little prayer. Father God, remind all of us that it's your purpose and your plans for our lives beyond our understanding. Help us to rest in you during these troubled times, and we seek your grace, your love, and your forgiveness. And until we can get together again and just have fellowship and do it at the altar rail, you can make an altar in your home also. We need to be in prayer. We need to be able to come together, strengthen one another, pray for one another. It's a wonderful, wonderful thing.